Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Ryan Markovitz, Mustafa El Hadari, Megan Stetz, and Kayla Frost from Logistics Plus. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. Ryan, let's start with you. Could you tell us a little bit about your background and where you went to school, and how is it that you came to work for Logistics Plus?
So I actually went to high school here in Erie at Harbor Creek High School, and then I went to college at Slippery Rock University, and I kind of got to know some of the people at Logistics Plus. I had a couple of friends that worked here, did internships, and then I've actually know a couple family friends that knew Jim Berlin, so I thought it would be a cool opportunity to work for a global company here in Erie, and I get to spend my summers here in Erie, which is the best part.
Ryan, can you tell us a little bit about the hiring process here at LP?
Yeah, so actually it was kind of not what I was expecting. I really didn't have a formal interview, I'd say. It was more of I came in, I did my internship, completed my internship, and then from there, it was more of I came back in for just a conversation, it seemed like, with Scott, who I did my internship for, and Jim, and we just kind of talked about the possibility of me working here and some of the things I would potentially be doing, and then next thing you know, I started right away. So it was definitely informal, and it was kind of cool.
What would you say to that person trying to get an internship at Logistics Plus?
I'd say that just kind of step your foot in the door. If you know someone, or if you just submit like a resume or something to our HR department, they're very good at getting back to you, and you'll just come in, be relaxed, and like I said, basically you just have a conversation, talk a little bit about yourself and your personality, and if you fit in, that's a good thing.
How would you describe the company culture?
Yeah, so it's definitely a different company. It's not like a corporate structure where it's kind of like I said earlier, it's more informal. You don't have to say wear a suit and tie to work every day. We have a gym here at the Union Station. We have a brewery below us. So it's definitely very relaxed, and it appeals to us younger folks.
What have you learned from working in marketing for a global logistics company?
So marketing for a global company is a little bit different. It's more of a larger picture approach. I like to say that you kind of have to market as if there's no borders. So saying that, you have to try and maintain a strong brand and like consistent image throughout the company. We have offices obviously in over 20 countries. So it's important for me to communicate with those other global offices so that I can keep up on the news internationally, not just here in Erie, PA. Obviously Erie's a pretty small town. So once that market's saturated, you kind of have to expand and keep up with the things that are going on internationally, even though we may not be in the same time zone. So it's a lot of working with our other employees here around the world to kind of stay up to date and see what's working for them and what's not.
I would think there was no better company to get your career started with, right?
So actually, it was pretty cool that we just got an email and we were informed that Logistics Plus is the second largest global company that's headquartered in Erie, Pennsylvania. So not a lot of people know that, and not many companies here in Erie are global, so it's kind of cool to work for one of the bigger companies that we do business internationally.
What do you like best about working at Logistics Plus?
I think I would say the laid-back and kind of independent environment that Jim's created here. So you don't really have someone watching over your shoulder every day. You kind of get to create your own tasks and roles. Basically, as a bunch of people like to say here, is that everyone here is a salesman. So you have to do your best to just create your own, like I said, tasks and roles and do whatever you can to help the business continue to grow.
How would you best describe working at Logistics Plus, Ryan?
I would first start off with saying that it's very, it's not typical compared to what you would think about of such a large company. Like I said, it's very laid back and everyone's opinions here is heard. So that attracts a lot of folks in here, I think. I think it's important for everyone's voice to be heard. So I would say just the laid back environment is the best part.
Ryan, can you talk about some of the different things you do with the different departments at Logistics Plus?
Yeah, so as a growing company, obviously it's hard to familiarize yourself with all the other departments and all the new people that are constantly coming in and out. So one cool thing that Jim and LP encourages is these different sports leagues that we have kind of created at LP. So Mustafa and Megan, they actually created an LP soccer league. So they play in soccer games maybe a couple times a week or whatnot at the old Family First Sports Park, now called Erie Bank. Another cool thing that was recently started a couple years ago is that Jim basically offered to sponsor half of our golf league that we are starting up. So we got about 15 to 20 golfers here in the company, and we go out on Wednesdays during the summer and kind of get to know each other. And I think that's one thing he takes pride in, is you may not directly work with the person, but you build some friendships and things here that you start hanging out with people outside of work and kind of learn about what they do and how everything comes together.
I would imagine that speaks to the unique culture of Logistics Plus.
Yeah, so all of these different things that are offered here at LP just really makes it an amazing place to work. Like I said, you actually build some good friendships out of working here, doing all different things outside of work. You might not be working with people directly, but getting together and doing things outside of work, it makes it a really cool place to work.
Ryan, is there anything that you would like to add that we haven't really touched on yet today?
I guess one thing I could add is that Jim and others here like to say that we don't know where we're going to even be at tomorrow, let alone 10 years down the road. So you just kind of come into work every day with an open mind. And as long as you continue to be open and work hard, then I think you'll kind of create a nice career path for yourself down the road.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. Mustafa, let's bring you in here. Can you share us a little bit about your background, where you went to school, and how is it that you came to work for Logistics Plus?
Sure. I'm Egyptian. I grew up in Dubai. I came here for college at Penn State Barron. And then once for my senior year, I did an internship and then I started working full time.
Can you talk about the internship process here at Logistics Plus?
Sure. So one of my neighbors is a friend of Jim Berlin, and he connected me to him. From there on, same day, I interviewed with Jim. Then I interviewed with Yuri, Chris, and a bunch of other people, and I started working as an intern. I was given a bunch of tasks to work on some of the software we have. From there on, I just started doing a lot more things.
And that led you to essentially being a full-time employee here, right?
Yep. So I was an intern from last July till about December, and then I started working full-time from February. And to be honest, I mean, the workload has been just getting crazier, but in a good way. So I've been doing a lot more things that I never thought I would do once I graduate.
Can you comment on the growth of technology at Logistics Plus?
Yeah, for sure. We have three websites that were built here in LP and that we're maintaining to do everything from our HR system to our warehousing and our logistics. We're actually also rebuilding those websites from the ground up. So that's pretty exciting. We're using a lot of cutting-edge technology. Other than that, we're also constantly building new things for some of the clients that we're interacting with. And our team is growing, like, it's getting pretty big. There's about, I believe, 6 new hires in the past 6 months or so.
Mustafa, what sort of incoming employee is going to thrive here?
Someone who's open to new things. That's the best way I can put it. Every day, we end up working on something completely new, with a completely new client, with a lot of new requirements. So you kind of have to learn a little bit more about their business, what they do, what we do, and how we can bring those together. So you have to be a good software developer, but you should also talk to people, understand what they want, and build something that they like.
What an ideal way to start your career, right?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, like I said earlier, I've done a lot of things that I didn't think someone who just graduated college would end up doing. I ended up working with our team in Ukraine. There's about 6 developers that I work with day to day to make sure they have their tasks, they're working on it, and so on. So it's both kind of a developer role and kind of a managerial role that you wouldn't get that kind of opportunity in another place.
What has it been like being from another country and working here in Erie?
Honestly, nothing short of amazing. I've been having a really good time. Just over this past, year or so, the people I've met, I got the opportunity, like I said, to work with people from all over the world, from Ukraine to actually Dubai here in the U.S. It's been amazing.
Mustafa, why Erie, Pennsylvania?
So I had a bunch of my friends that applied to Penn State. I applied with them. I chose Erie as the campus to be because I liked snow, even though I've never seen it before. And it worked out pretty well. I ended up snowboarding and, you know, getting less tanned.
Being that technology continues to play an increasingly important role in logistics, it must be pretty exciting to be a software engineer in this industry, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I said earlier, we don't just maintain the software we built. We're always building new stuff, which is very exciting. So it's not just maintaining some legacy code. We're building that code. We're architecting it. It's very exciting.
Why do you believe LP is really the ideal place for you?
I think mainly the best thing I like is the more work you put in, the more you get out of it. And it just, it's an ideal place for me. So if I work hard and I put a lot of time in, a lot of good things happen out of it. So it works out pretty well.
Mustafa, how did you get involved with software development?
When I was younger, my sister and I, we liked to just film a lot of videos together, and I got into just video editing, and then I was interested in how people make the programs that edit those videos. So I just started started Googling things, usually just like, how does this work, things like that. And then I wanted to make a diary for myself as a kid. So I made a little website. I built it myself just to, you know, keep my stuff. And from there on, I just wanted to add more features. So I just Googled more stuff, and I found it was interesting. So I built a few projects, and then I just went to school for it.
Mustafa, thanks again for joining us. Megan, let's bring you in here. Where did you go to school, and how is it that you came to work for Logistics Plus?
So I went to Penn State Behrend and actually did a project with Scott for one of my marketing classes. And from there, I grew the interest of Logistics Plus and what they all did. So I sent my resume over to Scott to see if there are any options open for a position, and ended up going into operations. And so that's how I ended up in Air Imports.
It sounds like you saw an opportunity and it blossomed into a great step for your career.
Yes, it was. So I'm very fortunate that Logistics Plus reaches out to local schools to do projects, and also Behrend does the same thing, reaches out to businesses in the area to kind of bring everyone together and hopefully have those hires on later on. So,
what would you say to someone thinking about an internship with Logistics Plus?
Honestly, I've only been here for a little over a year, and the experiences that I've had and seen are unbelievable, just like how Mustafa has said that he's been doing things that he hasn't even imagined. That's just kind of how I am too. So the doors just continue to open at Logistics Plus. There's always something going on. We work with numerous companies around the world, so there's a lot of options going on from there as well.
Megan, when you graduated, did you always want to work in Erie?
I wanted to stay in, half of me, I guess, wanted to stay in Erie because it was a safe distance away from home, and then it was also familiar territory. But since I'm from Pittsburgh, it was kind of, it could go either way. So when I saw the opportunity with Logistics Plus, I knew I should hop on it, and so I took it and went with it.
And the hiring process is pretty unique, isn't it?
Yeah, so I was in contact via email with Jim and some of the HR, Tracy, and we set up a schedule to meet. But again, just like Ryan said, it's very informal. You come in, you sit down, have a conversation with Jim, and get a tour of the company, and just to see if you fit in with the environment, because it is a unique establishment that he has here. The culture is very laid back. You have to be also driven and independent and able to work on your own for those personal tasks that you set up throughout the day. So you want to make sure that whoever's getting brought in can fit that need.
What have you learned by working on the international side of logistics?
A lot more than I could ever expect. There is a ton that goes into importing to the U.S. I mean, it does sound like a complicated process when you just say that, importing to the U.S., and especially with everything that's going on politically wise. But it's a fantastic process to be a part of. It's cool to work with different countries and how they have to export out a specific way to get into the U.S., or how certain commodities that you're bringing to the U.S. factors different things too. So I don't want to get too much into it, but it's a fascinating process on the international side.
I would imagine that there are no 2 days that are alike, right?
That is true. I mean, we have customers that we've been working for with a longer time than most, and then we have some that we're just doing a one-time shipment for, maybe helping one of our overseas partners finish out the leg to their U.S. customer. So some of those companies that we're shipping to aren't necessarily always familiar with the import process. So you go from shipping to someone who knows exactly what to put on their commercial invoice, knows what exactly to expect every single time, or transits, to people who never even heard of like the import process and U.S. customs factors, things like that. So it can definitely be different each day.
It sounds a lot like your job is about educating.
It can be. And you learn also by doing. That's a big part of this job. No day is the same, so you're always learning too on the job. And when you're learning more, you get to educate your customer more, which is, I think, very useful and fun too.
Why do you believe Logistics Plus is the ideal place to launch your career?
I think because of the laid-back atmosphere, it makes it comfortable to be able to put your foot in the door and to just try different things each day. It sets you up. When you have to work on your own and kind of depend on your own knowledge or looking up things or just doing all on your own, it helps you set up for a bigger position later on, I believe, so.
Megan, thanks so much for joining us. Kayla, let's bring you in here to kind of wrap this thing up. I believe you're the newest member to the Logistics Plus team. Where did you go to school, and how is it that you came to work for Logistics Plus?
Well, I'm originally from Barbados. I grew up there 16 years, and I moved to the Bahamas, and then I came here to go to Mercyhurst for 4 years. And my economics professor, she was my boss's professor when she went to Mercyhurst. So when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with myself when after I graduated, she kind of recommended me to Kelly, which is my boss. And I got an interview with her, and then here I am.
Having graduated with an international business degree, it must be pretty satisfying to now be working for an international company, right?
Yes, it's been a dream of mine. No one at home really gets this opportunity. So to say that I could graduate from a college in the United States and then go on to work here is something that a lot of people at home look up to, because many people don't get that opportunity.
Did you ever think you'd find a job like this in Erie, Pennsylvania?
No, not this easy at all. I thought I'd have to kind of take time off after I graduated to look for jobs, but I never imagined that I'd actually stay here in Erie and continue my career here. I thought I'd end up maybe back home or in Europe, but here I am.
Why is Logistics Plus the ideal place for a young person to intern?
I think these guys already said most of it, but the idea of just, it's very informal, it's very relaxed. Like, you don't have to come in dressed up in a suit and tie every day. And then downstairs is a brewery that you can go down on Fridays and get like happy hour drinks if you want, or there's bars nearby. So it's like, it's a very nice environment to be in, and you don't really have to stress too much about, going to your boss for permission to do things. Like, obviously you have to, but you can be more independent here and kind of work on your own things in your own time, in your own pace. So
it seems like a self-motivated person really does well at Logistics Plus. Is that your experience?
Oh yeah. Cause I'm not used to this type of environment. It's not a bad thing. I really like it. But coming here, I was kind of expecting more hierarchy, I guess you could say, more corporate culture. But I came here and it kind of opened my eyes, and I was like, okay, I got to be more independent. Like, obviously, I got to ask more questions on how to do things. But it's kind of like you're thrown into your job. Like, it's not, there's no baby steps. You're just thrown into what you have to do, which I like, because you learn faster, you know, and that's what I like about being here.
What would you say to someone trying to get their foot in the door at Logistics Plus?
Honestly, I'd say just send in a resume to HR or to Jim, the CEO here. people are, they get back to you really quickly once you send your HR in, and they're really willing to talk to you about working here or interning here at least. So getting a foot in the door here isn't very difficult. So I definitely encourage like my freshman self or people who are now freshmen to reach out and try and work here in their future.
Finally, Kayla, you played college tennis, right?
I had a very good college tennis career. But definitely working on a team it's important because you learn how to communicate with people. Tennis is a very individual sport, but you're working on a team, you're learning to communicate, you're learning to support each other. If one person's having a bad day, and like Ryan said, this culture is very team oriented because you have to be able to support someone if they're having a bad day.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Join us again next week as Dr. Ford is in the Business Spotlight.